Karen Williams has been, as a citizen, pushing to get a state auditor, or she has been getting a petition, getting signatures on a petition, and from what I understand, she'll probably tell us. But when it, if we get so many signatures, then it triggers an audit that the state of Missouri audit would do for Marshall, on Marshall Public Schools, school system. So I had some, I wanted to learn about it a little bit, and I went to the Pachyderm Club, and I listened from there and gave a talk at the Pachyderm Club. And I learned some things, and I listened, and I talked a little bit, not about the audit, but about some other questions that come up that, you know, I addressed. And, you know, after that, I received some, I'm gonna get a little bit shaky here when I talk about this. There was some anonymous letters that were sent, and they were addressed to board members that had questioned why this was happening. There was some anonymous text sent that was questioned why this, you know, why we were against this, and it was directed at two board members that, and I was one of them, that had questioned some things about it. And you know, we're just gonna have to talk about this thing. It's elephant in the room. I don't know what is good or bad, but I'll tell you what happened as a board member. I've been in politics in Marshall, Missouri since 1983, and I've been on boards, I've been on councils, I've been everywhere. And what happened to myself and another board member should never, ever happen to anybody in Marshall, Missouri. And I'm mad, I'm whizzed, you know. We have people all the time get a hold of us, and there's letters to the editor, there's, you know, people sign their name, and we direct things. I mean, people question us all the time, and I'm looking around this board up here, and I'm saying way too much right now, but I'm looking around this board, and I don't see one of these people up here that wouldn't answer a direct question if somebody called them. They would not just fluff them off. So I really hate that happened. It's soured me for weeks, and not enough to, I mean, I'm not a quitter. I've got to resolve and go ahead and see a bunch of things through. But we need to talk about this, and as a board, have a board discussion about this. I mean, to me, if we need to have an audit at this in depth, then we need to figure it out as a board and not as a petition. I mean, the petition is going to go on. It's either going to work or it's not. But as a board to heal, we need to talk about this audit. So I listened to what Aaron had to say, and that's where I'm at today. So we need to have a discussion today about, you know, the audit petition and things. And I think maybe we can start, if Aaron would like to talk about it and, you know, why you did it. And from what I understand, when you ran for school board, that you had some public things every Saturday at Bloomfields, and some things came up that, you know, people didn't trust the board, and some of those things that I've heard for 9 years. And this is something that you thought that would help with that. So if you could expand on that, and let's talk about this.
Well, I don't have any statement prepared because nobody asked me to. So I don't have much to say about it. Here's why. If I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to be advocating for it, and I am not going to use my public platform as a board member to advocate for something that I'm working on as a private citizen. I don't think it would be right. I'm not here to debate it. I'm not here to say here's the why and the what. I'm more than happy to listen to the discussion, but I do not feel comfortable using my platform here to advocate for something that I can go to the Pachyderm to talk about it. I'm there as a citizen, but I don't think it's right for me to do it.
So on that note, I went and did some digging on this as well, because it's kind of been an underlying issue since I became a board the same time since the beginning of the year. And I've also completed board training, and so one of the things that board training says that if you want to discuss something, if you want to push it out to the public, that you talk about it in open session, so that it is part of the minutes, it's part of the record, and so that everyone's aware of what's going on. There has been a ton of misconception about this issue. One of the things to educate people is you need to go to www.auditor.missouri.gov. That is the official website of the auditor. That lists what the audit contains, what would be the scope of the audit, and you are welcome to call with questions. I talked to a woman named Kelly today at their office, which is a school board auditor with the state auditor's office, and she says they welcome questions from the public about how the process is. It also outlines the process on this page. The process is an interest meeting where they come, they talk about the issues the chief complainant brought forward, and then what their scope of their investigation will be. There's field work where they gather the data after that as well, whether that's asking for records, coming into a building, or whatever it may be, if it seems to be a building level issue. They prepare a report, they have an exit meeting, and they provide a response period for 30 days to the district. After that, there's a public forum that is held, a public talk that's held by the auditor, where she explains the findings and the results. You can also go onto their website and see what it has looked like in other areas and other districts as well. The last two that they have done was the DeSoto District in the St. Louis area in April of 2018, and also in the Hazelwood District in the St. Louis area, which was in 2017. What they are going to look at is they are not going to come down and sit within our classrooms, as it was explained. They are not going to come in and direct us on how to go with curriculum. It is going to be a process review on how process happens within the district, on if we have processes that aren't right. If we have the same person collecting money and we have the same person cashing out, or how it works at concession stands, or how it works all the way across the district in a lot of different areas. It's not a finger pointing exercise. This is something just to give you clarity, because there's obviously a disconnect between the board and the public. I've been here for 6 months, there's a disconnect. I'm telling you, I can't go to Walmart without being disconnected, all right? But that's fine, because I was elected to the public. We're all doing this for free because we're here for student achievement and for making students better, and hopefully it can overall make our town better. So I'm glad to see some of the city council members in here tonight. I'm gonna be coming to your meetings as well, because I think we have a disconnect as a community on what direction we're going. And I would hope that we all can get to the same place where we want to make something done. As I said, there's about 20 different areas that the auditor lists on the website. It will only cover this current fiscal year and one fiscal year back. It will check on things such as correction of attendance reporting, DESE reporting, all kinds of different areas. What is usually found in these reports is that there is an accidental misrepresentation, and it usually costs the school district anywhere from $1.5 million and above because of how things were reported to different groups. If we're making errors, we need to be able to fix them. That's whatever it comes down to. I agree with Mike that we don't need to be attacked personally. That's just definitely something that doesn't need to happen. Come and talk to us, see us. If you feel that strongly about it, then you can find us. Our information is on the district webpage, on the website. So contact us and get some things together. If you really want to push for us to have some forums, talk to us about it. The number of signatures is going to be very limited. The number of signatures needed goes off your last governor race. So that would have been in 2016 when we voted, and there only needs to be 15% of the population, from what I'm gathering, because we would have less than 5,000 voters within this district. The numbers that we're talking about to get an audit are probably less than 750 people. It is not a huge voting number or a huge voting population. So those are just some facts that I looked at and went out and found, because this has been a lingering issue between us. And I knew that this was something that was on the agenda tonight, and I wanted to make sure I had some facts to be able to push out to everyone, some things to put in the minutes, the website numbers. I will also include the phone number that you can reach there. It is 800-347-8597. It's right on top of the website. They are happy to talk to you about anything. And it's not whistleblowing, it's just clarity. And that's what we need to have. And I think one of the things that Mike is trying to say is that we don't need, if the city or the pushback from the community is so much that they feel we need to audit, then we can vote and we can initiate that process as well. It doesn't have to come from something where we send them down to Jeff City. They send them back up to Debbie Russell. She verifies that they're citizens, she verifies their voters, she verifies that they live in the district, and we tie excess county time and money, but also something that we can initiate here if we think we need to. It is not a fiscal financial audit. That is done annually and yearly as part of a requirement for all boards to be able to do. This audit will be over, they said that they won't even look at the numbers. It is redundant reporting for them. And so they're not going to double-check another accounting's work. They're assuming that that's correct. They will glance over those numbers, but it is more practices. A lot of sunshine laws, there is violations between the districts or other things that come out of this as well. And thankfully, we had a sunshine training a couple of months ago as well, which also provided some light on some things. Also, as board members, we are to go to an annual training where I learned a lot of things I didn't know. And I'm going to be going to an advanced training, so I learned some more things. But that is the scope of the audit, how it is outlined. And like I said, you can go to the webpage and you can read it all down. And you can understand it, and you can contact us and ask us about something. We're not voting tonight, but maybe this is something we might want to put on the agenda and see in the future. But it is now more open for us and more open for comment.
You know, if a board member has heard something that they need checked out, you know, I'm looking around this table here, and I would trust any one of us to, you know, to listen and act on it. And if they're not, you know, if the board member's not comfortable, you know, with the administration being in there, then there's things we can do to, you know, do that. And when you, I said this week, if I have some pains here, you know, right in here, I don't go directly to my heart surgeon. I go to my physician, and we discuss it, and they give me an EKG, and then, you know, if that shows positive, then we go to another step and another step. It's the same way with an audit. If there's something that we know that we've heard, we need to discuss it, and we'll investigate it, and we find out that there's a little bit of, you know, something there, then we'll go on to the next step and the next step, and hopefully, you know, we can take care of what we need to, you know, as a board. We need to, I don't want to be on a dysfunctional board. The first 6 years I felt that, you know, that I was on, you know, Marshall Public School Board, you know, I felt that we were a dysfunctional board. I've not felt that way for 4 years, and I do not want to feel that way again. And I'm not proud of every one of us. You know, it just today, what's happened here, when I was at the Pachyderm Club, but, you know, some of the things I answered, well, you know, you're not doing anything to help educate our kids, you know. And I said, well, please come to our board meetings because you can see what we do. This wasn't a special meeting. This happens every month. We talk about programs. We try to figure out, you know, how we're going to help our children, how we're going to, you know, expand our schools and things like that. This is every month that we do this, and I wish that there would be this many people in here every month and more, because that way the disconnect would not be there. We are one of the most transparent boards that there is. We talk about this stuff all the time, and it's just, it's amazing, because when I first got on the board, we would spend 10 minutes talking about academics, I swear. We talked 10 minutes about academics, and we talked 2.5 hours about junk. And now, you know, it's not that way. We spend all of our time talking about academics and our children and our, you know, and our sports and things. And I'm just so proud of Marshall Public Schools. That's where I came from, and my whole life's here. And to have what has happened this past few weeks happen is just totally, I can't even explain it, guys. And it's not going to sour me forever, but it was just, you know, just come call any of us. You know, we're happy to talk about it and debate it. We're not going to agree. You know, sometimes we will, sometimes we won't. I might change your mind. You guys might change my mind. That's the way things work. But anonymous letters and attacks and things, just, you know, boy, I'm done. Debbie told me I was going to talk way too much, and I did.
Well, I've been on the board the longest of anybody in here. And it has always amazed me how much disinformation is out there. If you are not sure what you're talking about, please ask one of us. Don't just speculate, because I've been called a liar, a cheater, some H words, some F words. And that's not why I ran for school board. I'm like Mike, and I think the rest of us that are here, that we are here for the children. The children are a driving force. I mean, I'm a person that gets a thrill driving by a bus stop in the morning and seeing children get on a bus, and I know that they are going to a school where the teachers are going to care for them and love them just like they were a mom or dad, and worry about whether they're going to be able to make it through the day or not. That, you know, getting on the school board is a calling, I think, because you have to have a thick skin. And you can ask my husband, I do not have a thick skin. I wear all of that on my shoulders. And I'm glad to talk to anybody. That, like, Walmart seems to be the place in town to go and see somebody. So, but, you know, our phone numbers are posted. But unlike Mike, if you have something you disagree about, please sign your name so we can straighten it out. Don't just continually badmouth the school board of the board of education because of some thought that somebody else said and somebody else said and somebody, and by the time it gets to you, it has nothing relevant about what's happening here.
We're talking about the budget again, or the audit again. At the end of our audit that we get from Gordon Chitwood, I can remember the name Chitwood for some reason. But there are things at the end of the audit that tells us where our deficiencies are. And we have taken that to heart. And I know that we now have an audit committee that happened well before I called this, you know, that I want to talk about this tonight. And there's some board members on it, and I'm sure some, I'm not on it, but central office, things like that. And we are going to address that to find out how we can answer these deficiencies without hiring a whole bunch of extra people to do it. So, you know, those are things that we are following through on the audit we get for the financial part of it. And then the other one, DESE audits our programs and things. I mean, when I first got on the school board, I thought that, you know, one day I thought, well, why can't we do this? You know, we can only use certain monies for certain things. I wish they'd just throw it all in a big basket and we could stir it up and we could spend it on whatever we wanted to help our children, but that's not the way it works. So we have our programs that we have to do it, and they audit our programs, and we, you know, have to count our kids and things like that. So it is very complicated, but we do have an audit committee now, and we are going to, you know, follow through with that. And that is one thing that's come out of this. I mean, you know, so there are some good things. I don't want to be a negative guy, and I'm not, but I just want everybody to understand that we're all here for the same reason, and some of the things that have happened, that, you know, people just come talk to us.
I just have a couple questions. Okay. I mean, I'd like to know why do people think why do they want it? Why are we looking, what are they looking to find? And I mean, I kind of need them answered. You know, and if we need it, so be it. I mean, that's where I am. If it helps this district, I got no problem. But I sure would like to know why they think we need it and what do they expect to find. I mean, that's what I'd like to answer personally.
Let me jump in on what SX Alpha meant in the very beginning. I was probably one of the people that was really against it. I thought it was redundant. I thought it was extremely time-consuming for our secretary and staff, and I thought it would be a big expense. The more I learned about it and what it was, and the more procedural thing, I can't say I'm on board yet, but like what Ed said, with a few more questions, I'm more open to the thought. It's not, but like I said, a few more answers. And reiterate what Mike said, you know, and I do hope everybody understands, we'll talk to anybody. I mean, if you know us, we love to talk. Brian, I mean, all of us talk. You know Mike, he can talk for a long time. So, you know, my family's got the gift to talk. So, we're very happy to. Don't get frustrated with those. We sit there and say, let me get back to you with another answer. And don't get frustrated with us if we say, you know, please talk to your teachers, please talk to your building administrators. It's important that they're involved too. We don't want to step in front of them for the policy folks, they're the procedures and the day-to-day guys. But I completely agree with what Mike was saying. We are more than happy to try and answer questions.
And I've heard a lot of questions about our scores at the end of the year. And there's a lot that goes into figuring how DESE figures those scores. And if we could just rely on one year, that'd be fine. But several years of worth of information goes into those. And if you've had a couple of rough years, you're not going to get a good mark for how you're doing overall with your kids until you get past those years that have been bad. Now, I do want to say that when we hired Dr. Mayer, one of the main things I wanted was somebody that knew education from STEM to STERN. This lady knows more people than you all will ever imagine that can help Marshall Public Schools rise to a benchmark school district. She's been able to bring in people like Diane and Dr. Corum and other people that are helping us get to the processes like Diane's explaining tonight so that our kids do have better achievement. But just because the score is low last year doesn't mean it's going to get higher next year, because we're still waiting on these years before Dr. Mayer got here that were not as sweet as we would like to think they were. Standards, the state raises those standards every year. DESE, you think you're on the path with them and they make a big hairy U-turn, and so you have to start all over again. There's so many things that a school board and an administration have to watch out for, that you're constantly reading articles, you're constantly checking with other school districts on what they're doing. You know, I missed the annual conference this year for MSBA, but when I go, I always come home feeling better about what we are doing here in Marshall, because things that they're having breakout sessions on are things that we're already doing. So I do know that I was terribly worried when we hired Dr. Mayer that our school could have been one of those schools that people would, you know, districts that people would have looked at and said, oh, we're going to have to penalize you, we're going to have to do this, because we were so far behind. There were so many things that we needed to get done, and I know I'm preaching all the way over here, so I'll try to hurry along here, but there were so many things that were not in place that needed to be in place, that were new things from DESE that had been going on for 3 years, and that's the reason several superintendents have gone, and why Dr. Mayer is now here in her fifth year. We have caught up, and we're getting ahead of the game, I think, and we do it all without asking all of you for more money. None of us can go out and get a second job so we can build a new school. That's going to lay on all of you. We have got schools that are costing us tons and tons of money, and I know you hear this every day, but it's true. We have to have some help, some consideration, and I think that's why Mike is so adamant about this right now, is because somebody has done something so horrendous that I can't even talk about it. But
the school in Spain, I'm going to change the subject.
Let me finish first, okay? But tonight we saw plans to bring three classes together in one spot, which is something we have wanted to do since I've been on this board, is to build a complex where all those kids are together. Now, 20 years later, we could have had that building done and started on a junior high by now. Thankfully, if we get this done, you know, we'll be one step ahead of the game, and then we can talk to you all about what we want to do for junior high and the high school. But people, you have to talk to us. You have to get your story straight, and the only way you can do that is to talk to Dr. Mayor, Dr. T, one of the board members, so that everybody is on the same page. We have to be on the same page, so.
Yeah, Ed, in response to your question, if I may, Kathy.
Sure.
I do think it's inappropriate for me to use this platform to answer that question, but the Pachyderm Club was brave enough to host me, and I outlined some of the concerns there. So they've still got that video up on Facebook, as I recall. So it's there. I hate to give them play in this forum, because I don't think that's necessarily the right thing to do either, but ask and answer, I hope.
And the last two things I just want to add about the audit thing, system overall, is they have no power to enforce anything. All they can give is suggestions. And unless you come in with a poor rating, which I am told less than 15% of the schools do, then there is no legal backing for them. Even if you come in with a poor ranking, they can do a follow-up assessment. They can come back and revisit. But there is nothing to tie anyone into taking any of the recommendations from the audit system as it is. And that is listed on there as well. The other thing I wanted to mention is I handed out 5 of these packets. I'm going to need you all to make sure you leave them in the building. We'd like to get them over to the elementary schools so that they can look through those and their teachers can have a chance to look at them. They'll be on file at central office. You're free to come by there and check them out again or to tell other people as well, so.
Yeah, just the last thing I'm going to say. Thanks everybody for visiting about this. It's probably one of the best discussions we've had, and it's probably been a